Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Everything is good, buddy. How are you?
It's well.
Good. It's the day after 9/11.
Day after 9/11. Yep.
Sunday 9/12. So let's dive right into it. So much has gone on just since we last talked on our last podcast. It's unbelievable. It's like it's never ending.
It's never ending. I feel like just when you get one little victory, like that Nimrod who was not declared or confirmed to head the ATF, you're celebrating right. One little victory, and then boom, you're hit with like 30 other bullets.
I am glad that chipmunk guy was denied. I call him the chipmunk guy.
Yeah.
So it was weird seeing the ceremonies yesterday in that. Okay, it's been 20 years and it was very respectful and just going back and reliving a lot of it. And you just remember the brave people that sacrificed themselves and did, you know, Giuliani walking through it all again. Ultimately, though, what I got out of it, though, Frank, was how little we've done to protect our country,
right.
Especially now with Biden in office. So right. The CIA, our various other agencies have not done enough house cleaning. There's still so much incompetence by the government bureaucrats on all levels, and now bringing in tens of thousands of Afghanis, thanks to Joe Biden. It really leaves you a little disheartened, Frank. Do you think we are more or less capable of analyzing what a terrorist, potential terrorist activity might be in the year 2021.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's interesting. First of all, good afternoon, Dave, and hi to all of our listeners. It's interesting the way you phrased the question. I actually think we are much more capable. The question is, do we have the intent? And I think we definitely are more capable than we are from a you know, that perspective since 9/11, 20 years ago. But I don't believe that this administration has the desire or the intent to do that. I spent, you know, much like you do, I try to think of a nice, you know, way to spend, if that's possible, on 9/11. I actually spent my day, you know, listening to a lot of the stories during the evening TV shows, just personal stories of people that were there and lived through it. I was living in Philadelphia at the time it happened, so, you know, very close. And my wife, you know, was in Midtown Manhattan when it happened. So you know, I spent the day listening to those stories. And, you know, I think it's really sad that it's become kind of a opportunistic punching bag story for the radical left. They really just sort of, you know, show up, you know, they bid their condolences. Oh, prayers and thoughts are with you. I'm sick of the fucking prayers and thoughts are with you bullshit line. That's like a throwaway line that the left uses. It means nothing. They're not religious people. They're not Christians. Joe Biden is a Catholic, is a total joke. He is not, it's a total joke. He shows up there to try to get whatever Christian vote he can. I think it's just a shame all the way around. I mean, there's these tragic stories and, you know, and I think we are in a worse position now. And after last week, which we've talked about extensively, we are in a far worse position given Afghanistan.
Yeah, you have to have leadership. And that's what we don't have in any of these major branches, especially obviously the White House. But, you know, leading up to 9/11, there was virtually zero analysis, of what Al-Qaeda was up to.
Yeah.
Leading up to 9/11. It was, you know, George Bush had just been in office 9 months. And you know what? I've had a lot of issues with Bush, especially his last 4 years.
Yeah.
Thank God he was there instead of the idiot.
Well, look, Dave, these moronic, retard, libtard leftists that are in Washington, D.C. now are far more obsessed. As a matter of fact, they are completely obsessed with so-called white nationalism and white supreme pizzas. And we know there were plants in the crowd on Jan 6, we know, et cetera, the FBI, Democrats now are getting charged. Oh, really? There were Democrats wearing Trump hats in the crowd on January the 6th. So we know that was a total farce, you know, but it's all about diversion. Yeah. And, you know, and I think diversion, quite frankly, take it to a 50,000 foot level for a second. That's exactly why Biden announced the COVID mandates, which I know we're going to get into in a second. The draconian mandates that'll get shot down, of course, at the Supreme Court. But, you know, this was a gigantic diversion, classic 101 political diversion. You have a massive geopolitical fuck up in Afghanistan. How to divert that? The next day, nobody was talking about Afghanistan. Everybody was talking about these mandates.
So even the Prime Minister of Canada, which you know as well, came out. His number one concern was about the continued, quote unquote, Islamophobia.
Yeah,
and that we shouldn't just immediately judge what happened. And I think in most, you know, educational institutions, what happened on 9/11 is so played down. So really unfortunate. But I tell you what was fortunate about that day is seeing our current president. Oh, I'm sorry. Who should be president, Donald Trump. Went to see the firefighters and police officers in New York City.
Yep.
They loved him. He got a great response. And then he ended up going to the Evander Holyfield fight last night.
Yeah.
Got a great round of applause. We love you, Trump.
There were people chanting for him. There were these incredible photo ops outside the NYPD fire hall down in Lower Manhattan. Hundreds and hundreds. This wasn't just staged. This was like, you could tell it was. And I watched the video version of this, Dave. This was live. This was impromptu, that part. Yeah. They were saying, we love you, Mr. President. We know you're the real president. You know, meanwhile, Potato Head Joe, he can't even get four people to boo for him as his motorcade drives by in New Jersey. And he's got people booing over a fence line to him when he's like so-called inspecting damage from the hurricane. I mean, it's insanity.
That's a good way to put it. And it's also, you were talking about the kind of the big overview of type stuff. And I know that people might dismiss this. Oh, we're a conspiracy theorist. You know, we're all about this, the weird New World Order stuff. So sure enough, this is classic, Frank. I don't know if you saw this, but down in Australia, which is just about as obscenely
brutal over, how it's going down there.
Yeah, they're the worst of the worst. New South Wales, which is an area. So the chief health officer.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we're not supposed to talk about the New World Order because it doesn't really exist. Right, Frank? So her name is Dr. Cherry Chant. That's her name, Carrie Chant, a female, actually mentioned, oh, well, you have to do this for the New World Order. This
is the great.
She actually said it slipped out. Yeah. And it's wondering, like, at some point when you become a government bureaucrat, Frank, do you have to be there after? Is it your 5-year pin? They said, now that you've been in the government 5 years, now you have to know all about the New World Order. And remember, don't talk about it.
She let it slip. She let it slip. It's the whole Illuminati thing. And you and I, everybody knows, all our listeners know, this is, you know, just classic dystonian Orwellian stuff. I mean, what government is its own enemy. I mean, that's why Trump was such a threat and is still perceived to be a threat, which is why he was set up on January the 6th. It was a total setup. That's why Pelosi ordered those. That's why they're hiding the 10,000 hours of video and audio. Those guys were ordered to open those gates and let people in. It was a total setup from day one. And it's, I don't know. It's just sort of incredulous at this point. But of course, your story about Australia leads us into the whole Biden mandate thing. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yes, let's dive into it. This is
This is really incredible. I, you know, there was no reason, Dave, for this moron to double down. Things were going okay. 75% national vaccination status in all the major counties and cities across the country, like New York and LA and San Diego. It's right around 80%. There was no reason to do this. But why did he do it? More control, more fear, more variants, double down, let us control you, let us tell you what's best for you. Okay, so for those of you who are still getting your arms around this or who missed it, he basically enacted an emergency order within the Department of Labor to trigger a rule. So again, this is not law. These are not laws. These are rules, recommendations, mandates, edicts, proclamations. They're not laws. Everybody needs to understand that. Which basically says that if you're in a company of over 100 people and you haven't taken the vaccine, you will be forced to take the vaccine, or they gave you an out, get weekly testing, which is basically going to be impossible because it's going to mean tens and tens of millions of tests every single week. That's going to be impossible. Now, of course, 30 Republican governors jumped all over this. There's the legal system, the court system is now choked full of, there's literally thousands of lawsuits that have been docketed opposing this. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. I cannot see the Supreme Court upholding this, this situation of forcibly, you know, my body, my choice. Oh yeah, that works great for liberals when it's all about abortion. My body, my choice when it's an injectable gene therapy product for a vaccine. Nah, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah, 19 governors and two attorney generals have already thrown out the lawsuit. That's after like 2 days. The only thing is federal workers might be in a little trickier of a situation.
Correct.
We don't know yet. And there's already obviously pushing back. And the thing they never talk about, we were just bringing this up before we started taping, is that everyone has already got natural immunities, which is about, right, what, 40 million?
Yeah, at least 40 million. It includes myself and my wife, and we measure our levels every 2 months, and we have, like, right, off the charts levels, which is why the people are finally coming around to this. It's actually dangerous for people in my situation to get the jab, because it could create what they call a cytokine storm, your immune system basically turning on itself. So you don't want to do that, but nobody is talking about baseline diagnostic testing, right? Where are you before you actually take this thing? You should really know. I would encourage all of our listeners to go out. And if you think you've been exposed to COVID, figure it out. Find if you have antibodies. You can get B-cell tests at LabCorp. There's a company called T-Detect, which does, it's a commercially available T-cell test, which is another form of your immune system protection. People should know. You should basically know where you're at. But this mandate, and apparently through his Surgeon General, Dave, he's going to double down on more stuff next week. Is the big gathering of the global elitists in New York City. When I used to live there, I used to despise this week because you've got all the diplomats coming in using the streets and our infrastructure and everything else. And of course, you know, they have diplomatic immunity. So they're just all over the place, but, this will never stand, but it's going to create a ton. Actually, it's interesting. I had a chat with my trainer this week. This issue has now united the far right and the far left, because the far left hates this and the far and the right hates this. And so basically people can get their hands around the idea that we should not be submissive to getting forcibly vaccinated. That is not, not even a political issue. That's just not appropriate.
Right. Even, you know, a longtime anti-vaxxer who's, you know, basically part of the left, Robert Kennedy Jr., of course, has been saying from day one. And of course, CNN would never have him on about this topic.
Right.
But they did finally get a little bit of pushback. So down at the White House, Jen Psaki, was asked,
Psaki.
Yeah, why are American workers required to be vaccinated, but illegal aliens are not? So she obviously couldn't. That one, she dropped the ball.
Well, I don't know if you saw the follow-up question. I think it was Peter Ducey or somebody asked this question. And basically she said, yes. Are you required? The question was, is it required only for U.S. citizens, but not for illegals?
And she said yes and walked off.
Yeah, she said yes. She said yes and walked off. So yeah, Afghanis, tens of thousands coming into U.S. military bases.
No problem.
Millions coming across the southern border. No problem. Because that would get in the way of the narrative of getting voters in place and more. And then they can be poll workers in the future and the mail-in ballots and all the rest of it.
So there was also, they also got a great montage of all the times that Biden said, I will not have a federal vaccine mandate.
I know.
At least four or five times just within the last 6-7 months. And right. they asked Psaki about that. Of course, she fumbled and dribbled a little bit and had no answer for that one either.
Yeah, because there is no answer.
And there is no answer.
They've realized that basically Americans have completely short-term memory. And when I say short-term, I mean like 30 to 60 days. They don't remember what the guy said like 6 months ago.
No. So the CDC is now actually, you got to drill down because they're not, you know, this is just buried in the website or whatever, but the Center for Disease Control and Prevention now warns that super spreaders polluting society with Wuhan coronavirus are those that have been fully vaccinated.
Right.
And so today on the Chris Wallace show, you know, people still watch it on big Sunday morning on Fox News. So we had the Nebraska governor on.
Yeah.
And he did the usual, you know, good response about his name is Pete Ricketts, by the way, and good fellow. The usual response about how this is not legally viable. He says he, of course, is for the vaccine, but he doesn't want people, you know, to as an absolute requirement. But they never bring this up, Frank. They never bring up the fact. Here's what I'd say to Mr. Wallace. Oh, Chris, well, you do know that people that have been vaccinated are just as likely to transmit it as those not. And people that have been, you know, there's just the basic science that Chris Wallace, he always has the gotcha questions,
right.
But you got to throw it in his face with some facts. And I wish people, Republicans specifically, would be more, hey, have this list, throw it back in their face when you're asked these things.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's total insanity. I was at a kid's softball game this morning, Dave, and before the show, and, you know, somebody was saying, oh, yeah, the booster. Yeah, we're all excited about the booster shot, the booster, this, the booster, that. Oh, when are you getting the booster? All these fucking soccer moms and softball. They're like, oh, the booster. Have you thought about the booster? Normally I just stand back. I don't say anything, right? I had to interject. I said, do you guys even know on what scientific basis this so-called booster is being offered? Johnson & Johnson's vaccine did a 17-patient study, phase 1-2. That means early. It's the earliest stage of clinical development in people. And that is the extent upon which we are having this so-called booster conversation. You know, Pfizer did a little work in Israel with theirs, but that the paucity of data upon which this recommendation is being pushed by the White House, not the CDC or the FDA, Dave, by the way, make no mistake. Those are executive branch entities. This is being driven by the White House, and they are driving it down the CDC's and the FDA's throat. And if you don't like it, leave. And guess what happened? Two top people of the FDA vaccine branch, we talked about this last week, left, quit. They didn't even wait to be fired. Just like, we're out of here. This is ridiculous. And it so, seems
yeah,
like
all these stats are being buried. And every time we say, well, this has become a big political issue, they go, no, it's not. We want the health of the safety with the health and safety of American people, blah, 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 blah. Bullshit.
Yeah. You know? Total bullshit. So, we'll see how some of this stuff plays out. You know, I don't think Biden gives a crap about what's going on in France with the protests. England has now dropped its idea for a vaccine passport. Yeah, tell us about that,
right? The UK is finally dropping it,
right? So there's stuff happening all across, but I don't think he really cares. I think this is really all about Hussein Obama's, you know, government by proxy situation. He's running the show. Everybody knows it. The guy's been all over commercials this whole weekend. As you and I were joking, even Newsmax ran commercials. I don't think he's really appealing too much to the Newsmax audience about getting people out to the vote for the Newsom recall. So, look, I for our fan, for our followers and listeners, we don't like talking about coronavirus every single podcast. We're like every week, you guys should understand. We talk to each other and say, hey, what should we talk about this week? I don't want to be talking about this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. I am sick and tired of it. Let us live our own lives. Let us work. Let us raise our families in peace. Let us do our thing and get on with our life. Stop forcing this stuff down our throat. And this mandatory vaccine program, there's going to be an all-out rebellion against this. Yeah.
Well, of course, their dream is, here we are in September 2021. And their dream is, of course, to extend this into 2022 as long as possible, so they can pull the same voting shenanigans all under the ruse that, oh, we still have emergency. To be careful because of COVID.
Well, this is of course, the Biden Department of Labor, you know, maneuver is all under an emergency order, right? Because nationally, we are still under an emergency proclamation. Dave, I don't know about you. I looked out today. Sunny skies, 80% of people are vaccinated. There's three vaccines on the market. I don't think we're in a state of emergency anymore, because if we are, it's bullshit state of emergency. But that's the whole game he's playing with the Department of Labor, right? That's why he can invoke it, you know, so quickly. But it's going to, trust me, this thing's going to die. It's going
to
die.
Let's hope so. I'm going to touch on two other things which are important to note. So though France is still under a mind-numbing left-wing totalitarian control. Sweden, let's talk about how happy things are in Sweden. So they never had a full lockdown. And as of September 29th, they will remove virtually all coronavirus restrictions.
Right.
And if you take a look, I think there are countries as good as any to use as a template of what should have been done. They've done basically the exact opposite of Australia. And you look at how little it's affected the people there, and they haven't had the mandates. The business has been running just fine. So they're September 29th, they're done and done. So good for Sweden.
Yep.
And the other interesting thing I saw is that we talked about how many nurses have come out against the vaccine. And wouldn't you think they would know more than just about anybody else? Yep. So in a New York hospital, because so many nurses have walked out, they can no longer deliver babies at this hospital.
Yeah.
This is in upstate New York. So after starting September 24th, if you're pregnant, you're about to give birth, you got to move to another hospital.
Yeah.
We don't have enough nurses to handle it because they've all walked out.
No, I know. It's totally insane. I've been talking about this for weeks now. I'm seeing it across the Twitter sphere, and there's nurses en masse leaving. Let me end my side here, Dave, with one story, which kind of brings the two things together. Back to home here in California, protests of forced vaccinations in front of City Hall. This is police, firefighters, et cetera, you know, obviously protesting against mandatory vaccination, because in this case, they're saying you either get the vaccine or you're out. Mm-hmm. So you're a dedicated 20-year police fire veteran. You're either going to get this shot or you're gone. And the same with healthcare workers. There's people out here, as you said, there's people, nurses, et cetera. But now, maybe they're concerned, Dave, I don't know, call me crazy. If you look at the VIRS database, you know, there's over 15,000 people who've died because of these vaccines. Now, again, I'm not anti-vax, but I'm just saying, hey, you might want to think about very carefully the risk-benefit profile for you as an individual. 15,000 deaths
as well as for teenagers,
and over a million.
Right, Frank? What's this about?
Well, then there's a teenage men? Boy thing. It's actually young men, Dave. It's not just teenage boys, but the myocarditis issue. So this is real. And people said, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. You're just saying kids shouldn't get the vaccine. Okay, so now we have basically proven that myocarditis, or an enlargement of the lining of the heart muscle, is a definite and real and major side effect of these vaccines. And it's killing young people. It's killing young men. And they've shown now that the risk of this issue way overwhelms any benefit of taking the vaccine. So now this is another population, young men, on top of young women, menstruating, pregnancy, you know, all the rest of it. So again, I just say, you know, if you're in any of these situations, you've got to analyze your own risk benefit situation very, very carefully. This is not a time for, you know, just to sort of, you know, go the way of the crowd and say, well, my friends all got it, so I'll just get it. What's a little injection? No, that's not the right way to think about this situation, Dave.
Especially with young people. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, especially with young people, as you know, as I know with young kids. Dave, great to see you. Yes. We'll circle up again soon, and take care of all those libtards up in La La Land.